Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, George Harris, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to the Reno Rodeo. I'm Craig Downing, this year's Reno Rodeo President. The rodeo is back and in full swing. Join us for some great family entertainment. Pull on your boots, grab your hats for the wildest, richest rodeo in the West, June 17th through the 26th. We're back in the saddle again.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season two of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season two, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, and we are always pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He is chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on, sir.
Sam, thank you so much. And you know what? It's so good to see you. But I'm glad we're 6 feet apart, but it is wonderful to see you in person, because... The Zoom thing was honestly difficult for me.
Really? Because?
Because I like human interaction. You get more of a, you know, because you can see, I could see your facial stuff, but I couldn't see your body language. Now I can see your body language.
So. Okay, well, I hope that's appropriate. let's start out. You've been spending quite a bit of time with the former president over the last couple of months.
Big supporter. Good guy.
And we do have a copy of Liberty Watch magazine. We've promoted that on the program before.
Really appreciate that.
And you have a signed copy by the president.
Yep. The president, because we did our last issue was a thing on HR1, because they're trying to immortalize cheating in our elections legally. And I did a 6,000 word discussion on it. And the president said to George, great job. Donald Trump signed the book. And I don't think he does that often. So,
all right, so let me ask you, you know, because most of us only get to see presidents on television in formal settings. We don't get to see a president when the cameras aren't rolling. What's he like?
Just a regular guy. He really is. I don't care what anybody says. He's a regular guy, very smart man, very focused, he's a workaholic. You know, I think he works now more than he did when he was president. Loves to play golf, avid golf player. Actually, very funny. Just a great guy.
What is the biggest misunderstanding the general public has if they are not a fan of Donald Trump that you would like to clear up? The biggest misconception?
That he is trying to give everybody the opportunity to make it rich. You know, you have the opportunity to be prosperous, and that's all he's trying to do. And sure, he's rough around the edges, but look, every successful businesswoman and every successful businessman is rough around the edges.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you on that. It seems to me that if you really look at the success of Donald Trump in the election cycle leading up to him becoming president, there were a lot of disaffected Republicans and Democrats that felt that politicians would say one thing when they were running for election and then do something completely different once they were elected. And they were basically sick and tired of that. And they felt they knew Donald Trump through his TV persona.
And whether, you know, and as somebody in the television business, obviously, you know, you look at reality television, that is not reality. There are scripts. You follow the script.
You follow the script. There is no such thing as reality television, by the way.
Absolutely. And agreed. But over that many years, the public had believed that the person that they were seeing on The Apprentice was the real Donald Trump. And that's who they voted for because they believed that he could make the changes.
And that's who they wanted. And actually, Donald Trump was more that person that he was on The Apprentice than ever. He is a no-nonsense, you know, hey, look, you can't handle the job. I'll find someone else to do the job. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of time. You know, he's got a very finite amount of time and you know, people get, and I think The Apprentice was a pretty good, accurate depiction of how he is in real life. I really do.
But that was probably more serendipity than it was.
It was more serendipitous. That's correct.
A president basically has about 18 months mm-hmm. in the first term to get anything done, correct?
Correct.
So isn't that an astonishing revelation that a president, for all the money that's spent, all the campaigning, all the belief in the philosophy, that whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or whoever, he got 18 months?
Well, that's true. But look, I'm here, of course, I advocate for the president because I think that he's the right guy and we should have him in office. But I advocate mostly for Americans. Because when it all comes down to it, most politicians will tell you whatever you want to hear. That's why a lot of people, that's why the press didn't like him, and that's why some people don't like him, because he won't tell you what you want to hear. He's just going to tell you, look, we're doing it this way. If you don't like it, you know, go down a different pathway. But, you know, when he left office in November, or in January, on January 2020, gas was $1.79 a gallon. It's barely been 6 months, and California gas is going to be I saw a picture today, gas $6.05. I point that out because people, what we need to worry about is how it affects people and how it affects their pocketbook. And I think in the midterms, you're going to see a big change because people aren't going to put up with this anymore. They got sucked into this vortex of nonsense, but he's not there now and they're seeing a whole bunch of stuff change and they're seeing it real time. And they're not going to put up with it.
All right. So you're not incorrect that gas prices are going up, but there are lots of reasons beyond a change in presidency. In fact, the change in presidency.
Please, Sam, tell me what it is.
I will for sure.
With your economics degree from Stanford University.
I have no economics
degree.
That's
what I thought.
I read the Wall Street Journal. I read the New York Times. I try to get both sides of the story here.
Okay.
And so my understanding is that OPEC cut back on their oil supply. Saudi Arabia cut back on its oil supply.
Wow, that's all true, Sam, except for you're missing one very important point. We were energy independent. We had a pipeline. The Keystone Pipeline was killed by this president, Biden, and that's why we are now gonna get hosed. And I'll tell you something, come January 2022, when people are looking at $7 a gallon gasoline, that's it. They're not going to put up with it.
So you need $60 a barrel oil for fracking to make sense. Otherwise, those companies cannot make money. So when the Saudis and OPEC cut back on the oil supply, the price of oil dropped. It had dropped prior to them cutting back on those supplies of oil. It was no longer profitable for those fracking companies to deliver
oil. Oil prices dropped, Sam, because supply and demand, and they didn't have the demand from us because we became energy independent. Now we have now created a false market through the Biden administration, and now we're all of a sudden energy dependent again, okay? And now oil's gonna go up because we're now dependent.
Now, oil is a commodity.
Correct.
That commodity was not being utilized to the degree it is now because now we are in a boom cycle because there is so much money being dropped into the economy, both by the Obama administration, followed by the Trump administration, mm-hmm. and now the Biden administration. A lot of people, me included, would say too much money being dropped into the economy. Everything is expanding. The desire for oil is rising. Therefore, the commodity prices.
Where's the desire for oil expanding and rising when we had a worldwide pandemic and everybody sat at home and no one was driving their cars.
We
were energy independent. It's a simple calculation.
And we will be independent again.
No. Well, not under this president, we won't. We certainly won't because...
Okay, let you... you
and, by the way, okay. And by the way, Sam, just a real another quick little thing. Electric cars will probably end up, I think, I could be wrong, don't hold me to these numbers, I think they might be 20 to 25% in the next 18 months.
No.
Yes, Sam, they can't build electric cars fast enough.
But it's 2% of the marketplace.
Sam, they cannot build... Ford was trading at $8.40 4.5 months ago. It's $16 today because they announced an electronic Ford truck. But let's agree to disagree. And when I come back on your show, you can again say, George, you were right.
Let's talk. Okay. In California, the gas prices are going through the roof because they keep increasing the taxes on there beyond just the oil
taxes
industry.
Taxes have a lot to do with it.
But also in California, the oil industry loves to raise prices. I mean, they change from winter to summer gas, the price goes up. They change back to, the prices never go down.
So if Trump was in office, gas would probably be $1.69 a gallon nationwide.
And if that was the case, the fracking industry would be dead in this country until such time as the price of gas were to go up.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Let's
talk about something.
We're putting out perspectives here and having an interesting conversation. The Keystone Pipeline. Mm-hmm. To me, it makes perfect sense to build the Keystone Pipeline because that oil is going to get moved no matter what. The difference is instead of moving in a relatively safe pipeline, it is being moved by trucks.
Right.
The trucks are still moving the gasoline. The gasoline is not going away. It's the means of transportation of that gasoline. It makes no sense to me to not have
secure pipeline. Well, it's jobs and a lot of jobs, Sam.
Oh, I don't disagree.
A lot of jobs. And so, you know, I can envision the commercial, you know, coming up in early January of next year saying, folks, how did that work out voting for Biden? How's your job doing? How's your $29, 30-an-hour job? That was a Keystone Pipeline. Some of those guys made $45, $50 an hour. It's just ludicrous. It's nonsense. We're destroying this country because we're allowing elitist liberals to tell us how to live.
By the way,
a majority of them are actually Marxist.
Okay, so... taking that aside, I don't particularly want to go down that road with you.
Because I'm right? That's why.
No, it's not because I know you're right. It's because I have other things I want to talk to you about.
Right.
We're in a boom right now, but we're in the craziest boom cycle because the public has plenty of money. They have been buying all kinds of products like crazy. We cannot deliver on those products. And some of those products, the pricing is pure gouging. But whether you can get the product or not, this economy is in a boom cycle. Try to hire somebody. You're trying to hire
people.
You
can't hire anybody right now.
You're trying to hire people in your business that you operate in.
My government thinks they know better than I do. And they say to everybody, no, sit at home. We're going to give you an extra $800. You don't have to work. You can make $40,000 on unemployment. They need to cut that off and tell everybody, look, it's done. Go back to work.
So State Senator James Settlemyer said on this program that perhaps we should take the unemployment benefits and instead of using them as a benefit for unemployment, they should be an incentive to go back to work. Maintain that dollar amount, but put it towards you go back to work, you get the incentive, not the other way around. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Not only is it, look, they're gonna spend the money anyways. They're printing money like drunken sailors. And so now if you had a life savings of $200,000, by the end of this year, that life savings is probably going to be worth about $140,000 because they're printing money like there's no end to tomorrow.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll discuss inflation and the potential for it when we come back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.com.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. And if you haven't already realized, George and I are very good friends. And so we may agree to disagree on certain topics, but we do love each other.
That's true.
So let's talk about inflation, because I find this interesting because, as you pointed out in the previous segment, I am not an economist, but I am somebody who has followed economics over the years and have been a fiscally conservative thinker myself. But as we were going through the pandemic and listening to the Fed and other economists, both people that are in favor of, pay as you go versus people who think that we can just put money out there like crazy, everybody was in agreement that with interest rates at zero or near zero, that the government could borrow money at this rate that it was borrowing it, and it would not be an issue, mainly because you would never be paying back the principal. You would only be paying on the money you were borrowing at the interest rate.
What a wonderful...
That is the concept.
Wonderful shovel of crap.
But
like saying, hey, I'm living next door to Sam Shad, and I'm going to go borrow his everything in his house and his money and his lawnmower and everything, and when I'm done with it, I'm going to return it. Sam, it doesn't make sense. And this economy, though it's hot and it's all air. We're just printing money.
Okay, but this was going on from the Fed during the Obama administration.
It's been
the
wrong.
The Trump administration.
It actually goes back to the Bush administration. It's been wrong since they started doing it. But it's actually been wrong since they went off the gold standard.
Well, okay, you and my mom are in agreement on that. But well, unfortunately, because my mom passed away a long time ago.
I graduated from high school, so I understand, real important subjects.
Well, you've got one over me on that. but my point is this, that you had people of all parties, economists, the Fed chairman, all saying that the mistakes that were made in the 2008 recession were that enough money wasn't pumped into the system, and therefore the recovery wasn't as strong as it should have been, and that to maintain the economy and not throw people out of their homes and not create an economic crisis, that it was okay to borrow because you were keeping the interest low. Now, there are casualties. For example, senior citizens on a fixed income with savings,
Right. They're
getting screwed because they're getting 0% interest rate. Right. I think I got a thing from the bank the other day. Open a savings account with us and make 0.02% interest.
Right.
I mean, it's nonsense. But those are the people who are paying for this.
Correct. And those people, those geniuses that are printing money don't care. They don't care, Sam. That's the thing. Listen, guys, you have to take care of yourself. You have to read the paper. You have to decide how to invest your money. I'm telling you right now.
But right now, the only place. Okay, the only
money. The only place to put your money right now is in actual gold and silver.
And not in the stock market, because the stock market is worse than a casino at this point.
Well, it's the stock market is a casino.
It is a casino in the best of times.
Right.
But if you have a reputable investment counselor, then you can go into secure investments over time.
The people who make money in the stock market are people who have a lot of time to read and understand every aspect of a business.
Well, there are good financial advisors.
The fundamental core of a business is if Ford, for example, Ford at $9 a share, we should have been buying it all day long. Because now Ford's going to go up, but it doesn't matter because they're printing so much money, it's a wash. So,
all right, let's take another break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the governor's race because I don't want to miss out on that and we'll run out of time otherwise. We'll be right back with George after this.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel. We're continuing our conversation with George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. So we have a governor's race coming up.
Yes.
At this point, Governor Sisolak is the only Democrat that has been named. Marilyn Kirkpatrick would not give me a no on whether she was going to jump into the governor's race or not. Mm-hmm. But we have a number of announced Republican potential candidates because you can't actually sign up yet.
Right.
But what are your thoughts on the governor's race?
My thoughts, a long road to Tipperillo.
Tipperillo?
Long road.
Tipperary, you mean.
Tipperary, sorry. It's a long road.
One's a cigar, one's a town.
Yeah, one's a town, one's a cigar.
Or county, I guess.
It's a long road, and we don't know who's going to get in the race, you know? Heck, you got the sheriffs in the race. I'll tell you what you do have is you have all the usual suspects with all the usual establishment, terrible guys in the race. So on the sheriff's side, you've got Mike Slanker. You've got, you know, and these guys are behind the scenes. No, the public, this is inside baseball. They don't know who these people are.
But yeah, these for those that don't know that, these are consultants.
They're all consultants and they're all terrible. They're not good for the state, okay? And they're doing this early because they want to try to shut everybody out. But this is going to be a different race because you've got the sheriff. You've got the mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee. You've got why, I have no idea. He'll never get in the race. He's telling everybody he's getting in the race. You've got Dean Heller, former U.S. Senator, who's an ever-Trumper. He'll come in 19th place in a four-man race because Republican, he's never going to win in a Republican primary. And then you've got a guy who's undeclared, who may get in and may not get in, and Mark Amadei. And Mark Amadei is, you know, that's the dark horse that he's the one.
What's the pathway for Mark to win?
Well, you got 1.4 million people in Clark, arguably. In the rules, you got 581,000. In Washoe, you have, 446,000? Mark represents Washoe and a vast majority of the rural part of Nevada. He was an elected state assemblyman for one term, state senator for two terms. He's been elected Congress seven times, never lost a race. You're going to have two big personalities down south splitting the south. Mark, in my opinion, could probably take 25-26% of the south, and he walks away. That's if he runs. He hasn't even said he's running.
Well, he says he's not in any rush to declare at
this
point.
He told me the other day, he goes, look, people are pitching their tents. Let's see how many people are in their tents 90 days from now.
All right. But now it appears that gaming is satisfied with the performance of Steve Sisolak during this legislative session.
Gaming will have nothing to do with this gubernatorial race.
Why?
Because the people have seen that. Let me tell you something. The people are really going to, they're really going to make their voice heard this coming up election cycle.
We've got about 15 seconds. That's the buzzer.
That's the buzzer. But look, it's a long way till this happens, and we don't know who's going to get in the race. I think Marilyn Kirkpatrick probably will get in the race. I think on the R side, you might have a female candidate.
You want to name her?
I'm not, you know, it's probably, I see Michelle Fiore looking at this, and she... And people might say, oh, that's hilarious. But let me tell you something. Michelle Fiore can raise money. And it's going to be easy because you've got all these consultants that are not good for the state.
And that's where we have to leave it. You know you're always welcome back.
Thank you, Sam.
I love you, George. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.